Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Miles long. Enough for, I don't know, a couple of pizzas. It's 7 o'clock on the nose now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New criminal charges have been lodged against the Egyptian national accused of throwing homemade firebombs at a weekly event supporting Israeli hostages in Gaza. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham has the details.
Do you understand it?
Yes. Yesterday evening, the suspect made his first appearance in court. He is facing multiple felony charges and a federal hate crimes charge.
When he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
According to court documents, the suspect told investigators that he had been planning the attack for a year and that he used Molotov cocktails because he was denied the purchase of a gun because he was not a legal citizen.
More than a dozen people were hurt, some of them severely burned. A third day of deadly violence in Gaza targeting hungry Palestinians headed to pick up food at an aid distribution site. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem with Israel's response.
The army said the troops fired warning shots and after they did not disperse, carried out additional fire next to several suspects. Hamas says dozens of Palestinians were killed, although that could not be verified.
A rift at the Justice Department over a wave of President Trump's pardons from convicted drug kingpins to January 6th rioters. Greg Rosen, a longtime insider at the department who stepped down from his job, tells our Scott McFarlane.
I think the message that they send is that political violence towards a political goal is acceptable in a modern democratic society.
Giant wildfires in central Canada are still affecting the air on this side of the border. CBS News Minnesota meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
Air quality alert, it's widespread. It goes until about lunchtime on Wednesday before we see some improvement. The gross air from those fires up in Canada, it will linger throughout the day.
After months of political turmoil, South Koreans are voting on a new leader. Reporter Alex Jensen is at the foreign desk.
Ex-South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol had strengthened ties with the U.S. before his impeachment. Now questions hang over the alliance, such as how former human rights lawyer Lee Jae-myung, the liberal frontrunner despite his own legal issues, would handle diplomacy.
The winner will be sworn in tomorrow. New study finds a possible new perk from your morning cup of joe. Harvard researchers found drinking a cup or two every day helps middle-aged women stay mentally sharp and physically stronger after the age of 70. Experts believe coffee's unique combination of bioactive compounds is what does the trick. S&P futures are down 21, Dow futures off 160. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine-based Modine is getting bigger. The local company that makes heating and cooling products is buying another company called L.B. White for $112 million. Modine President and CEO Neil Brinker says the acquisition will help the company achieve their long-term goals. L.B. White is headquartered in Onalaska, with additional manufacturing and distribution operations in Georgia. How young is too young to be a cop? At tonight's Kenosha County Board meeting, supervisors will discuss lowering the minimum age to apply for deputy sheriff from 20.5 down to 18.5. It would also lower the hiring age from 21 to 19. That board meeting starts at 7:30 tonight. There are dangerous swimming conditions in Lake Michigan waters off Milwaukee and Racine counties. The National Weather Service says waves up to 5 feet and strong currents will be around through this afternoon. Officials say those going to the beach should avoid the water and watch for updates. A Community Pride Day celebration is set for June 29th at Racine City Hall. The event will cap off a month in which the Pride flag flies above City Hall. There will be talk about the recognition tonight at the Common Council meeting. A reminder that those meetings will be held at the Racine Library until the elevator at City Hall gets fixed. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Reds again tonight at Great American Ballpark. The crew won their eighth game in a row last night, 3-2 over Cincinnati. A home run by Christian Yelich and good pitching from Aaron Savalier and the bullpen. Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who's been dealing with a bad head cold on this road trip.
No question. Savali did, he responded very well after the first inning and made big pitches in the second inning and settled in the third, fourth, and fifth. Very important. And then Rob Z continues to do the job. Koenig, Uribe, and McGill, very good again.
NFL at the Packers OTAs, head coach Matt LaFleur says, take a close look at defensive end Edgerrin Cooper coming back in his second season, 10 pounds heavier.
He's certainly, his body looks different. I don't know if you guys could tell, but he's like 240 pounds right now. And I think there was a time when we came back last year where he was like 220.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers by later this afternoon. Our high today, 77. Tonight, rain likely, could be a half inch or more with another quarter inch possible tomorrow. Our low tonight, 56. High tomorrow, a cooler 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 67.
It's a whole tiny world on the airplane, isn't it? There's always that little tiny table there, tiny computer. Everyone's in a little cramped seat, tiny food, tiny utensils, tiny liquor bottles, tiny bathroom, tiny sink, tiny mirror, tiny faucet. So it's a small problem, going to be a slight delay, we're going to be a little late. Then you get on the plane, pilot's always got to come on the PA system, give you his whole thing of what he's going to do. And here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to take it up to 20,000. And I'm going to make a left by Chicago. And I'm going to go south. But you know, we're all back there going, yeah, fine. Just end up where it says on the ticket, okay? Can you do that? Why bother him telling him what I'm doing, knocking on the cockpit door? I'm having the peanuts now. Yeah, that's what we're doing back here. I'm not going to have them all now. I'm going to have a few. I don't want to finish it because it's such a big bag.
It is 7:08 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Time for our Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, $100 cash, and every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation. Whether you win or lose, doesn't matter. Your entry goes right in the bucket, and we'll pick for those winners later on. All right, so here's what you got to do. You got to download the Civic Media app. The Civic Media app, just go to the App Store, wherever you get your apps from, doesn't matter. And look for Civic Media. Download the app. It takes about 3 or 4 seconds to download. When you do, look for the list of radio stations. You'll find WRJN on the list, hopefully. And when you find WRJN, click on it and text this keyword. Are you ready? The keyword this hour is wave. Wave, like waving your hand, like a wave at the beach. W-A-V-E, wave. Text that keyword to us right now. We're playing for $100 cash this hour. Plus, you'll be in the running for those vacation getaways to Door County and the Dells. Again, download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, and text that keyword, WAVE, this hour. You have till 8 o'clock to do it. We'll remind you a couple more times, so be listening.
Don Rosen in the morning. W-R-J-N.
and look who's here on time. And she even helped me this morning. Beth Heindorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. I was telling her I had this animal the other day when I was coming home. I was driving on Main Street by 16th Street, and this creature was standing in the road looking at me and wouldn't move. And it wasn't a squirrel. I didn't know what it was for sure. And he was just staring at me, and he wouldn't move. And the more I yelled at him, the more he'd just look at me. Finally, he moved, and I took a picture of him in the grass. And you determined, through your animal instincts and everything you know about critters of the planet, and you decided it's a...
woodchuck.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? That's a groundhog, right?
Yeah.
It's a groundhog.
You did very good.
So I never saw one around here before.
Oh, my gosh. They're everywhere.
I know where they are. They're in the middle of Main Street is where they are. That I can tell you. Then I saw them the next day, like three of them.
Probably the babies.
Yeah. There were two adults and a baby running down Main Street again.
Yeah.
And I said, move!
Did they move? Did they listen to you this time?
Yeah. Well, they were on their way, but they moved real slow. So the woodchucks, huh? Okay.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, I never saw them before. I mean, I did now.
Yes, you did.
You know, if you really want to see wildlife... we have that little nature camera. It runs in 10-second increments. If it starts movement. And we put it in the backyard. And we just set it up there and then went to bed. And the next day we pulled a little disc out of it, a little thing out of it. We plugged it into our TV. And there are critters all running around our yard all night long. Got possums going every which way. We got one cat just put his face right up to the camera. There's all different kinds of animals running around your backyard in the middle of the night.
Right.
And when the sun comes up, they're gone.
Right.
And you can notice that in the winter, too, because you see all these strange footprints and the snow going every which way in the backyard. And they come out at night. They were even up on our doorstep in the back, on our back the back porch, because you could see them on the video walking around up there. Then they walk back down again. Where do they go during the daytime, though?
Well, it depends on kind of animals they are. They're going to find their spot to go rest away from, you know, hidden so you can't see it.
One of our guys here saw a deer walking across Ohio the other day on our street right here. And I used to see them when I lived in Brown Deer. I used to see them occasionally in the neighborhood early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go during the daytime? I mean, deer's pretty big.
Yep.
Where do they hide during the daytime?
Well, they're going to be by vegetation that can hide them. So that they feel, as long as they feel comfortable, you know, they can be by some bushes, by trees. You know, you'd be amazed at probably what you can't see during the day when the animals are taking their rest and hiding.
But you figure in a residential neighborhood, where are these animals going to hide?
Some of them are going to hide in someone's backyard. Someone could hide by the back of a shed or something like that. They find ways to, you know, nature is amazing. They'll find ways to not have you see them.
And we invaded their neighborhood. They didn't invade ours.
True.
Okay,
true.
Before we start with all the events, we had that big storm about two or three weeks ago. I lost a flagpole, a little tiny flagpole. I had, I told my insurance company, he said, how much? It was about $10, but, you know, I got to replace it. Anyway, so that was my big thing, and I just replaced it. But I went to Wind Point and near the zoo area, and there were giant trees laying on fences. And luckily, I didn't see any houses destroyed. But I texted you because I know you got a lot of trees and so forth, and you were in that area. What happened at the zoo during the storm?
Yeah, so we lost about 10 big trees. They'll be all off property after today. It's taken a little while, but so 10 big trees. A couple of them fell on our south fence where our walkabout creek is. And then we had one of the trees that's outside our fence line on the east side towards the lake that fell into the zoo fence as well as on top of our storage semi. So, and then we lost a large tent. 40 or 60 by 90 foot tent got destroyed. We had we almost had a tree fall on our zoo chew, but luckily it did not. So we're good there. And then it ripped up some awnings that were covering some spaces for the zebras and the rhinos. So we probably all in all, if we add it all together, we're at about $100,000.
Whoa.
So when you add that tent in there, which is a $40,000 tent.
Whoa.
So yeah, it was, luckily no one got hurt. No animals got hurt, but it was a mess. It was a mess that next day.
I know my neighbor's dog and my dogs too, when it thunders outside, get very upset. The other day, his pit bull, he couldn't find, she was hiding in the bathtub behind the shower curtain when the thunder started. Do the animals at the zoo get upset with thunder?
You know, we have them all back a house, so they're used to, I mean, that's a natural sound in even where they would live in the wild. You're going to hear some of those types of things. So it's not like it's never thundered here before, but they're in a pretty enclosed space with some good soundproofing so that they're as comfortable as possible.
Well, you know, and the other day, she's a pit bull. She comes over and visits us every Friday. We play with her because I don't have any dogs anymore. So we're the grandparents. So she comes over and she was acting strange. She was like hiding in the closet. And about half hour later, it started to storm. And I think animals can feel the barometric pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because barometric pressure is amazing. My wife and I were reading about it for 2 hours one day, and she could probably feel the pressure change to the lower pressure, and she knows a storm's coming.
Yep. We have a dog that does the same thing.
People don't do that. That's how animals are so smart. They can tell when, you know, people say, my tricked foot.
Yeah. Nature's wonderful.
My tricked knee was telling me because the barometric pressure changes. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Intricacies at the zoo. Animals.
Animals are fabulous.
So a friend of mine said to me, what kind of animals they have there? I said, well, they got lions and tigers. No bears, oh my.
We have a bear. We have an Indian bear.
Oh, you do have a bear. Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
We do.
All right. And no giraffe, though, right?
We have giraffes.
Oh, you have giraffes, too. Okay.
We still have Shaq.
Okay.
It's just, you know, he was new to us, so he's just trying to feel his way about that outside area since we got him in November. He came to us in November, so he's just starting to feel comfortable outside.
Before we get to the events, I got to tell you, a couple of months ago on ABC World News, they have this camera set at this eagle's nest. I forget where it is in California, Northern California. And you got to see the eggs laid. And the mother and father were taking chance because it was during the winter, so they had to keep the eggs warm. And there were three of them, well, two hatched. And they were little tiny
eaglets.
Eaglets. Mm-hmm. Little tiny furry things. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're as big as their parents. And it was time to fly the nest. And ABC World News had the camera there last night, live, we're watching. And the first one spread her wings. She had her wings all, and I'm doing it in the studio. Spread her wings. And then she put him back and stepped behind. And her sister spread her wings, and she took off.
Mm.
And she didn't return.
Right.
And sometimes they return, sometimes they don't. Now she's on her own, starting her own family.
Right.
And the other one just kind of huddled down again and didn't want to take that chance of like, it must be scary. All of a sudden you're going to take off. You don't know what's going to happen. But it was, and they had classes all over Northern California live watching this eagle take off.
Yeah, that'd be super
cool. It is fun watching that. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm at the, I wonder if they're going to take off. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen. And they put this camera there, and they obviously, you know, it's just laying there. They don't know it's there.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing watching these birds.
Yeah.
And the mother and father were there watching the bird take off. It's like, come on, go. I'm going to push you.
Oh, they did it.
Well, one did it. The other one spread the wings.
The other one will get it. The other one will
backed off. We're going to see tonight if it ever took off. Okay. Yes, the zoo is animals. Yes, the zoo is a fun place to see them in the natural habitat. How are the Arctic foxes doing, by the way?
Oh, they're doing great. They've missed you. They haven't seen you today.
Oh, they're going to see me because I got to start walking again. Okay, so a lot of events going there. Did you have the sleepover yet?
We did. We just had one this last Friday night.
I had to go.
It went great. It was a good scout group. They had a good time.
Well, first of all, the weather was perfect.
It was. The rain had stopped, so they had a good night.
Wow. Well, that's great. And everybody, you do a body count, and the head count was the same as when they got there.
It was.
It's always good when the head count matches the coming and going.
Exactly.
Do they roam around during the night? And they're young kids.
No, there's lights out, just like you would at
home. That doesn't mean anything with kids.
It does. We have staff that will watch, and they're chaperones. That's required.
Okay.
So they can't just go roam around.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, kids are kids. I mean, they'll say.
I understand that, but I also have some very attentive education staff that is not going to let that happen.
All right. Coming up Wednesday, I can't believe we're in June already. Coming up in June, we've got three dates here. I don't know why I put June 18th, June 16th, and August 27th in that order. But why don't you tell us what's going on there? This is the World Roar Wine Pour. Boy, that's a
tongue twister. Correct. So we used to have World Wine Wednesdays, and then we had Roar and Pour. So we had wine tastings and beer tastings. We're out of days for all of our events, so we combined them together, and we have World Roar Wine Pour Wednesdays.
That's good.
We have three of those. One in June, which is the 18th. That kind of kicks it off. There are all of them.
July 16th, I guess.
Yeah, so there's one each month. One in June, one in July, one in August. And it's 6 to 8. It's on a Wednesday. It's hump day. We have unlimited samples of wine and beer. And then Red Onion does hand-passed appetizers. And then we go around the zoo in different locations. So there'll be three different spots that we will do those this year. And then we'll have an animal person come and talk. And you're just kind of enjoying nature and enjoying the zoo with having some wine and beer on hump day. Works perfect.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And where is it held?
It depends on. So we usually will do one up at the north end. We'll do one somewhere around penguins and meerkats. And then we'll do someone probably either in the front of the castle or down by walkabout. It really kind of depends on what's happening and where we want to do it that particular night, depending upon what's going on at the zoo.
Is walkabout where those kangaroos are?
It is.
I tell you, I was not ready for that when I walked in there. And they're right there. And they crossed right in back of me. They waited till and I couldn't believe how big the legs are on those hind legs on those kangaroos. When you see them in TV and movies, they look big, but when you see them in person, and they really do jump.
They do.
They're right next to. They just waited for me to cross, and I saw them all staring, and then they jumped over the road.
They
and,
can come on the sidewalk. You can't go in their grass.
Yeah. And they know that.
They do know that.
And so, yeah, it was just, I never saw how big those legs were before. And I'm just staring at them.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay. So that's this is a real tongue twister, the World Roar Wine Pour.
Yep.
And again, the 3 dates are June 18th, July 16th, and August 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. And how do you sign up for that?
So you're going to go to our website, racinezoo.org. There's a bar at the top, and go to the one that says events. Do the drop-down menu. Go down to World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday, and you can sign up for one, two, or all three of them. And it works great. And we have a lot of people that have come since we've started those 10 years ago. And they've become a little family. They all book themselves. We get some fire pits out there, and people just come and enjoy the wine and beer.
And get good attendance, huh?
Yeah, anywhere from 50 to 100 people.
I've never had a beer in my life. I tasted it once.
Mm.
That wine I had, but the beer I for some reason, I don't know why. It never came up for discussion.
Yeah.
So I tasted it once. Nope.
You knew you done.
And it seems like everybody's enjoying it except me. And I look at people having a good time. I'm going to come home, get a refreshing beer. Well, it looks refreshing. It really does, but I don't know. Okay, we've got a round for rhinos.
Could be that too. Yeah.
A round for rhinos.
Yes, that is our annual golf tournament.
You got all these alliterations in here. It's up.
I know, they're fun.
Okay.
Come on, man. And that is on Monday, June 23rd. It's at Meadowbrook Country Club. We have a tee-off time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We actually this is a 9-hole tournament for everybody. There's fun games on the course. We'll have the front nine and the back nine at Meadowbrook. We do have a few spots for some foursomes. So this is beautiful time of the year. You may not want to or don't think about coming to the zoo to support it, but you want to support us. But you're a golfer, so come to the golf tournament. There's something for everybody at the zoo. It works great. We got a fun swag bag. Get your foursome ready. We still have some whole sponsorship opportunities. It's a really great day. You can work all morning, be there for registration at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and play the round, have a great dinner, still be home by 7:30. It's a perfect opportunity to support the zoo.
This is not putt-putt golf.
This is not putt-putt golf. This is not putt-putt golf.
Because I'm good on the windmill hole and the clown hole, but I don't know if I can.
All right.
I don't know how they hold the golf clubs. I tried it once. And it's not like a baseball bat.
It is not. That is a true statement.
And I did hit the ball once, but it didn't go in the air. It kind of rolled. And you can't.
But did it stay straight?
It was on a driving range.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just went down there. I mean, it didn't kill anybody. It didn't hit anybody.
Okay.
So that was good.
That's great.
We're talking to Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. Before we return, we've got a couple of things to take care of here. We have our Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Wherever you get your apps downloaded, it takes about 3 or 4 seconds. Look for WRJN. Click on WRJN and text this word to us this morning. WAVE, W-A-V-E, WAVE. Text that keyword and you can win $100 this morning. Also, you'll be in the running, win or lose, you're in the running for a vacation getaway to the Dells or Door County. So download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, and then you can text that keyword WAVE to us this morning and be in the running for some great prizes. More with Beth coming up in just a moment. Right now, we've got Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul coming up in 30 seconds.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. In December of 1928, Andrew Beardsley paid a call on his old friend, journalist Tom Keene. Now, Keene was managing editor of a newspaper then called the Elkhart, Indiana Truth, and Andrew went to see him at his office. When Andrew arrived, newspaperman Tom was on the phone talking to a colleague on another paper, the News Times. Apparently, all four linotype operators who worked for that other newspaper were home with the flu. The flu was serious business back then. December 1928, the influenza epidemic was the big story. An estimated one half of the population of the United States was affected one way or another. A great many thus afflicted were dying. Anyway, editor Tom Keene told his colleague on the other paper not to worry. All of the linotype operators on Keene's paper were quite healthy. He could easily spare a couple. Now, Tom's friend Andrew is listening to all of this. And he's looking around the newspaper office, and something dawned on him. All of Tom's linotype operators were indeed on the job and healthy. So apparently was everybody else in that office. Businesses all over the rest of the country were hurting. Scores were shutting down because of employee illness. Everywhere you looked, the flu was ravaging the population, except, it seemed, right here on Tom Keene's newspaper, where everybody was well. So Andrew asked Tom if the flu epidemic had posed any problem for his staff, and Tom said none at all. Every one of his workers was well. And he, Tom, intended to keep them that way. Now remember, this was 1928, no miracle drugs. So Andrew at first took what Tom said as a joke. It was no joke. Editor Tom Keene truly believed that he was keeping his employees healthy personally with an elixir of his own invention, a magic potion that could slaughter the initial symptoms of the dreaded flu. And Andrew believed Tom. He had to. The evidence was right there before his eyes. So Andrew asked Tom just what it was that he was giving his staff. He expected an evasive answer. He got a direct answer. Tom then and there told Andrew the ingredients of his flu remedy. He prescribed, quote, at the first sign of influenza, take it quickly and keep taking it until those symptoms disappear, end quote. To think you and I might never have heard of it had Tom's friend Andrew Beardsley not had his own laboratory. For Andrew reported the ingredients of Keene's tonic to his chief chemist. The chemist made some tablets, and over the years since, consumers have consumed more than 100 billion of them. 64 years have passed since Andrew Beardsley visited his newspaperman friend in the middle of a flu epidemic. During that time, Keene's tonic's been touted as a cure for everything from seasickness to hangovers. It's even been declared an excellent bait for bass. The limit of the claims that the lab can make legally are, quote, fast relief from acid indigestion. And yet, if the other supposed benefits were only psychological, they were enough to impress Andrew Beardsley, then president of Dr. Miles Laboratories. Today, you know Keene's tonic. Originally, aspirin and bicarbonate of soda in hot lemon juice. Today, you know it as Alka-Seltzer. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Hey, we have another Paul Harvey rest of the story coming up with Dan Marcus this afternoon, 12:05, right here at WRJN. Guess what time it is? It's exactly 7:30. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A construction worker in Kenosha County was flown to a Milwaukee hospital yesterday after falling from the second floor of a building in Twin Lakes. The worker's injuries were described as serious. We're working on learning more about what happened and his condition. The 50th anniversary of Racine's Juneteenth celebration is set for June 14th. City leaders will consider street closures for one of the events at tonight's city council meeting. Road closures being called for around the Bryant Community Center include sections of Caron Butler Drive, Wisconsin Avenue, and Roosevelt Park Drive. A reminder that common council meetings will be held at the library for the next few months as the elevator at City Hall gets repaired. A 19-year-old can serve in the military, but should they serve in local law enforcement? That's a question Kenosha County Board Supervisors will ponder tonight as they discuss police matters. The changes being talked about would lower the minimum age to apply to be a deputy, reduced to 18 and a half. The hiring age would be lowered to 19 from 21. The county board will discuss and possibly vote on an ordinance amendment at tonight's meeting. A Racine company is looking north to Onalaska in their growth. Modine is buying L.B. White, a leader in agriculture and portable heaters. The deal is for $112 million. The company's CEO says the move will help Modine achieve its long-term goals. L.B. White is headquartered in Onalaska and also has operations in Georgia. About 700 cyclists from around the nation are set to compete in Racine County. June 30th is the date for the races in Mount Pleasant. Events will be running from the morning through the afternoon that day. The village says road closures will be in effect. You can see a map of the closures and read more about the race at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Now that we're in the month of June, dairy producers in Wisconsin have to remember your milk check formula is changing. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, here we are, third day of June. Already the markets have gone away from including barrel cheese prices in any of their market developments. Ryan Yonkman, vice president of EverAg in Chicago, explains what these federal milk order changes could do to your milk check.
The basic breakdown is starting June, there's really two big changes that matter for us. Class one is moving back to the higher of, so whichever's higher, three or four, is what we'll get paid off of. But two, they increase the make allowance, and that'll probably be the biggest, most obvious change. The make allowance for classroom four went up about 85 to 90 cents a hundredweight. The key here for the listeners is that is already priced into the marketplace. So when you look at July class three trading at almost $20, there's not another 85 cents coming out of that. The market has already readjusted. It knows the math. The prices we see are the prices we will get.
Ryan Yonkman, vice president EverAg out of Chicago. Now, yesterday in the dairy complex, barrel cheese again removed from reporting. 40-pound block cheese was up 0.75 cents, 195 and a half, while AA butter gained 3.5 at 251 a pound. The rest of your morning market's on the way next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
At Second Harvest Food Bank, we know that nutritious milk is essential for growing kids and healthy families. That's why for a decade, we've partnered with Wisconsin's dairy farmers through the Adopt a Dairy Cow program. Thanks to farm families, thousands of gallons of milk have reached local families facing hunger. Visit GiveDairy.com during June Dairy Month. That's GiveDairy.com.
Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling again this morning. While our July corn's down 3, December new crop down a penny at 435. July soybeans are up a penny. November new crop down a penny at 1016. July wheat right now down 4 at 535. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese closed 13 cents stronger, 1967 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand so far on a Tuesday morning. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers by later this afternoon. Our high today, 77. Tonight, rain likely, could be a half inch or more with another quarter inch possible tomorrow. Our low tonight, 56. High tomorrow, a cooler 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
If you want to emasculate somebody, I've got suggestions for you. The next time you're at a birthday party with one of your guy friends and they bring the birthday cake out, after everybody finishes singing happy birthday and right before he blows out the candles, you blow out the candles. He will be really upset, but he'll be embarrassed as to the reason that he's upset. And the reason is, because you stole his wish. You stole my wish! I was going to wish for a Shetland pony!
Hey, don't forget, it's our Ascani Summer Text to Win contest, our statewide contest here at WRJN and Civic Media. Here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app right now, because our morning edition is over at 8 o'clock, so hurry up and do it now. Download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN on the list, and text the keyword WAVE, WAVE, W-A-V-E, WAVE, and I'm waving in the studio to show you what it is, WAVE. Text that keyword before 8 o'clock, and we'll have another keyword at 11, 2, and 4 o'clock this afternoon. But right now, text the keyword WAVE, and you're in for $100 cash, maybe, or maybe a vacation getaway to the Dells or Door County. But get that keyword in, all right? Do it. W-R-J-N. All right. We've got Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, and she's here because we're talking about all the events coming up. And a quick review, we talked in the first half hour about the World Roar Wine Pour. That's tough.
You did very good on that one.
Yeah, I know. and that's coming up Wednesday, June 18th, July 16th, and August 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. Beer and wine tasting, and it's at the zoo. Admission $40, non-drinking admission $30. But you also have food there, right?
We do. Red Onion does a fabulous job. They do, it's like five or six little appetizers, and they do hand-passed appetizers. And it's just, it's a wonderful night just to hang out and do a fun hump night.
Got to be 21 or older to get in.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, no kids at the zoo that day. Then you got a round for rhinos. This is golfing.
This is golfing. It is on Monday, June 23rd. It's a nine-hole course. We're at Meadowbrook. We tee off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so you can work all morning, feel accomplished, and then come out and play a little hooky and do some golfing in the afternoon. We have some foursomes still available, so get yourself signed up. You're going to go to racinezoo.org, the top bar, go to events, do the drop-down, go to Round for Rhinos, and get yourself booked in as a foursome.
You just ratted everybody out. You told them to go play hooky.
I did, but I also told them to work in the morning.
You ratted people out.
Work in the morning first.
Music at the Zoo, Chicago Tribute Anthology. What is that?
So we have two concert series. We have Animal Crackers, which is our tried and true, our 38th year this year. We'll talk about that later. But we have Music at the Zoo, so we're kind of kicking off concerts on Wednesday, June 25th. So it's the same drill. The gates open at 5:30. The concert starts at 7. They'll play until 9 o'clock. There's a small break. You can bring your own food. Just don't bring your own liquor. It's against our liquor license. We have that all for you anyway, if you want a beer. beer or wine or a vodka club soda, whatever you want to drink. We've got that covered. And then, of course, on Wednesdays, what I love about it is there's a sailboat regatta in the background. You're sitting on the hill listening to some amazing music coming out of our amphitheater. And that one, we've had Chicago Tribute Anthology before. They are amazing. They sound just like them. Ticket sales are going really rapidly right now because it's getting nicer out. So when people, the weather's nice, everyone thinks about what can we do outside, and this is one of those things. And it's our first concert of the year. It's on the 25th of June. Get your tickets. This is different than giving you a hard ticket. You're going to have a download, the QR code, and you can either print it out or you can have it on your phone, and that's how you're going to get in.
25 or 6 to 4, Color My World, Saturday in the Park, Just You and Me. I'm trying to think of all the songs.
I know, you named off a bunch that they're going to be playing. Yeah, I love their music.
I'm trying to figure out the rest. Make Me Smile, does anybody know what time it is?
That's a good one.
It's amazing that I remember these.
You've got a steel trap up here.
No, I don't have a steel trap. I got a very loose, rusty one, and I'm surprised those stayed in there. So that's coming up Wednesday, June 25th. Mm-hmm. Again, you got to go online, get your tickets.
Yes, you do.
At racinezoo.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chronicles at the Zoo, a brand new event. What is this?
Yeah, so this is a fundraiser. So Bourbon Chronicles is a group of three guys, Tim, Ryan, and Dan, that do monthly bourbon tastings throughout southeastern Wisconsin. And in their month of June, their tasting is actually at the zoo, and it's a fundraiser for the zoo. Hence why it's called Chronicles at the Zoo. We're selling 100 tickets. It's going to be a wonderful dinner by Bucket's Second Round. They're going to be doing it. There'll be a live auction. There'll be a silent auction. You're right on Lake Michigan again. I mean, our location is just to die for. You can't ask for a better event. And these guys are great. We're looking forward to it. It's just a different way to support the zoo. It's a great fundraiser. We have a lot of bourbon drinkers in the area, so you might as well come out. It's 6 to 9 on that Saturday, June 28th, 6 to 9, sponsored by Bourbon Chronicles at the Zoo. So Chronicles at the Zoo, we've got some great stuff. Those tickets are going as well. And if you go online, you're going to see a little bourbon bottle that is going to be a raffle item. So it's a great bottle that you can't really get very, very well. So
now everything we talked about today is June.
It is June, correct.
Okay, so
we're highlighting June.
We're going to do a sneak preview.
Sure.
Coming up in just a moment here. It's 7:41, local news time. This hits at WRJN. And one more time, it's our Scotty Summers Text to Win contest, our statewide contest here at Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app right now. Look for WRJN on our list of, what, we own about 12,000 radio stations now in Civic Media. Look for WRJN, very easy to find. And when you find that, text the keyword WAVE, W-A-V-E, WAVE. Text that to us before 8 o'clock. And you'll be in the running for, we'll give away $100 cash, but you're in the running for that vacation getaway to Door County and the Dells. So do it right now, all right? It's 7:42, local news, time to sit WRJN. Time for a big deal here.
Big deals.
June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deals.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sun set from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Man, microphone's on. See, I learned that in radio school. Turn on the microphone, you'll be able to talk. Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. We talked about all the events coming up in June to the zoo, and now we're going to get a sneak preview of July and maybe the rest of the summer. Look at her. She's all excited.
Oh, I love high season. This is high season for us.
You know, this is interesting because most people think, well, you got a zoo, you take care of the animals, and that's about it. No, it's fundraising year-round.
It is. We do take care of the animals in a great way, but we also got to feed the animals every day, so we've got to do fundraisers
and the vet
all the
care.
Time.
Vet
and
care.
The vet care, exactly. They probably have better care than some people have care.
Now, the zoo is the Racine Zoological Society.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So is that like the umbrella for the zoo? Is
yes. That sounds a good way to describe it. Yeah. So the society, and then, but we go by Racine Zoo.
Okay.
That's what we go by.
Because I see the sign, Racine Zoological Society. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about, we talked about June. Let's head off into July. And by the way, do the fireworks and everything set these animals off? I know you said it's kind of soundproof, but
yeah,
still.
It depends on where the fireworks are going off. We do a drone show now at the zoo, so as part of our celebration at the end of Animal Crackers. So, but the people that are lighting fireworks off don't tend to be really close to the zoo. And then the ones that the city does on the 4th of July are far enough away. But again, it's a noise most of our animals have heard their whole life, so.
I don't know. It just sets me off. I get nervous.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about July. Let's kick it off.
Let's talk about Animal Crackers.
Yeah.
So this is our 38th year, which is amazing. I love it. So we have a great lineup. Our Wednesday, we start Wednesday, July 9th with Davina and the Vagabonds. Wednesday, July 23rd is Vincent and Gala. Very excited about both of those. Wednesday, August 6th is the Flat Cats. And then Wednesday, August 20th, which is our last concert of the season, is the special EFX All-Stars. There's like four or five of them that will be coming for that particular event. It's $40 online, $45 at the gate. Get your tickets. We have probably well over 1,000 for each concert that's already sold. It's a beautiful venue, as everybody knows. We have our food vendors. We have our bar. We've got wonderful music. You just can't beat the atmosphere there. We have a cigar and bourbon bar as well for those that want to partake in that at the back side of the zoo where we, what to me is west of our high road. So it's just a great atmosphere. We'll have, anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000 people.
People bring these picnic baskets.
Yep.
They bring tables.
Bring your bag chair. Yep.
It's like a whole big thing.
It's a to-do. We have people that have sat in their same spots probably for all 38 years, and they'll line up before 5:30 to make sure they get their special spots, and I love them all to death. They are We have the best guests that come to Animal Crackers from all over, about at least a 2-hour radius. A drive time comes to the zoo for Animal Crackers.
I hate to bring this up. Yes, what happens if it rains?
We do our things rain or shine.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do, sir. A couple years ago, we had rain on the first concert, and it stopped raining. So instead of starting at 7, they started at 7:28, and they didn't even take a break, and they played all the way until 9 o'clock, and it was an amazing concert.
So, yeah, I guess if you can, you know, the band shell, for people that don't know, is it's not on a stage, per se. It's a flat level thing. And if the wind is blowing, the rain will come in there. But if they're in far enough, the band, they won't get wet.
Right, because their backs are to the lake.
Yeah.
So, yep, but we've never not had a concert.
Unless it's thunder and lightning,
Yes, if we have to call it, then that's a different story.
Yeah.
If it's sprinkling out, we do all of our events rain or shine.
That's a little water.
I'm not going to melt.
Yeah, you're not like the Wicked Witch. Oh, what a world, what a
melt.
World.
We're not made of sugar.
Remember the Wicked Witch? Oh, what a world. So you get hit with a bucket of water. It's not like that. Okay, so Animal Crackers kicks in on?
That kicks in on Wednesday, July 9th.
And runs through August?
August 20th is the last one, and it's every other Wednesday.
Okay, that's good. All right, so the Animal Crackers kicked in. That's a lot of fun. I know friends of mine that go there, and it's a whole big thing.
It's a to-do, man. Yeah. Luckily, I have a lot of people that will invite me to have a snack at their little picnic area, and I love that, too.
Hey, man, it's a real to-do, man. It's like it's a real thing we're having here, man. Don't put my mellow at the zoo.
Is that what they tell you?
I don't know. It's just the way you were talking. Okay, what else is coming up?
Then we have our 30th annual cigar dinner this year, which is on Thursday, July 17th. It's from 5 until 10. We have a cigar roller that's also going to be coming to help celebrate our 30 years, because that's again, 38 years for Animal Crackers, and now 30 years for the cigar dinner. So long tried and true events at the zoo that help us raise funds to take care of our wonderful animals that we have there. So that's a great event. Those tickets are selling as well. You can buy a table, you can buy just one. It doesn't matter, but we'll have between 150 and 200 people enjoying that particular event. So that's awesome. Our car show, our annual car show, which is our car show is the 29th, I think, because COVID screwed me up on the years that we have for that. But our car show is we have 75 different trophies that we give out. It is our 29th. There we go. I knew I would have had 30 had we not had COVID that year.
You know, COVID was 5 years ago.
Oh, I know, right?
It doesn't seem like 5 years.
To me, it seems like farther than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It does. Yep. So that's a great one, and that's on Sunday, August 17th. It's always the third Sunday of August.
Now, is there a car group that handles that? Do they bring...
Anybody well, we have some wonderful car people that help volunteer to park all the cars and do all of that.
They're in a different world, the antique car people, the classic car people.
We'll have 320 cars, vehicles, cars, trucks,
really?
And bikes.
That many?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's $5 to get in, and you're able to see, you see these great animals, and oh, by the way, we have a car show, or you're coming for the car show, and oh, my God, we got great animals. So it's a fun-filled day. Lots of dads with their kids coming out because everyone wants to kind of check out the vehicles. And there's everything from old vehicles to brand new stuff that looks crazy nuts. It's wonderful. I just love that event.
I was at a car show at a McDonald's once, and there was a young lady showing off this antique car. And I said, well, how old are you? She said, 14. I said, well, obviously this isn't your car. No, it's my parents' car. And I said, oh, it's nice meeting you. What's your name? She goes, Rhiannon. I said, let me take a guess. Your parents were hippies. Yes, they were. But she had this like Model T.
Oh, wow.
And I said, this can't be your car. No, it's my parents' car, but they dropped it off and I'm just watching it and introducing it to people.
Right.
But I got to tell you real quickly. We went to this place in Murdo, South Dakota. Don't ask me where it is. It's in Murdo. And there was an antique car place and we were on our way to Mount Rushmore and then to Wyoming. And we stopped along the way. And acres and acres and acres of cars. Their big claim to fame is they have Elvis's motorcycle. That's their big showstopper. But one of the reasons we stopped there was somebody who worked for Ascension here in town, it was one of their relatives that owns it. And I said, wow, that's kind of interesting. So anyway, we stopped there, and they had a Case car from J.I. Case in Racine that was built. There was a, it looked like a Model T. They all looked the same to me. And everything's for sale. I mean, they'll sell them to you if you want. And I looked at the car, and I said, you know, I never knew J.I. Case made cars. And I came back, and I told somebody, it was a couple of years ago, and I said, you know, if you want to buy it, you can. They'll sell it. That would be nice to have in Racine at the museum, a J.I. Case car. But they had, it was nonstop. So I can't see anymore. It just, they had like, you know, Murdo, I guess land is cheap. But they just had acres of cars, but nothing polished, except for the Elvis motorcycle. Nothing polished like you're going to see at the zoo. Okay, what else do we have? We've got a few more minutes.
We have a Whiskers and Whiskey event on August 15th. So that is a five-course meal paired with five whiskeys or bourbons, and it's a Friday night this year. That's the one that worked with us because we have a lot of company picnics that have already booked. We have weddings, picnics, big groups, graduation, so there's only so much space and time that we have at the zoo, so we kind of had to move that particular event up. And, of course, our big gala is September 6th.
Now, what's that?
That is called Zoo Debut. Tropical Soiree is our theme this year. So that's a black tie affair. That's going to be between 350 and 400 people supporting the zoo with a wonderful meal, silent auction, live auction. Oh, there's one thing I should tell you, because you know we had a baby zebra. We are in the process of doing our naming contest right now. It ends tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. So get your bids in if you want to be able to be the winner of naming our baby zebra. We'll work with the winner to make sure that it's an appropriate name.
Stripey McStripeface.
I'm sure that would be somebody's bid.
Stripey McStripeface.
Right. So, but get that in. We're going to have a live a Facebook Live tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7.
So when was that? When was the zebra born?
It was born about a month, a little over a month ago.
Wow.
Yeah, he's so cute. He does little zebra zoomies. So you can check out our Facebook page or our website to see him cruising around. It is a boy. So we just need to give him a name. So we have our naming contest like we did the last time.
Did you get any yet?
Well, yeah, we've got bids too, because you've got to pay to name it. Yeah, so we've got. We won't know who what the winner wants until we figure out who the winner is.
Now, they're not horses, are they?
No, but they're an equine, so they're a horse dog. Yeah.
Yeah, they're. Yeah. And just now, they're black with white stripes. Is that what we determined last time?
Yes, if you shave them, they would be black.
And the fur is white.
Well, it's hair.
Yeah, yeah, yes. That's white.
Yes.
So that's what it is. A lot of people don't know. Well, it's I don't know white, if it's black or white. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's great. So when are you going to pick the name?
Tomorrow night we'll find the winner.
Oh, really?
We'll be on a Facebook Live tomorrow, Wednesday, June 4th, from 6:30 to 7. We'll have a Facebook Live, and at 7 o'clock the bids end, and we will find out who the winner is, and then we'll work with that winner, and then once that name is determined, we'll make an announcement.
Stripey McStripeface. I like it. I don't know why that name hit me, but it did. Okay, do we have any more sleepovers coming up?
Yeah, we've got tons of sleepovers. So you just got to go online at RacineZoo.org, go to...
And these are for kids and families,
right? Slumber Safaris, yeah. So you could do, as I said, we just had a scout group. We have I think it's a church group that is coming in September. And then we've got individual family groups that are coming here in, you know, July and August. But got to get them in there. It's fun. Get your whole neighborhood to come out.
Where do they sleep?
They'll sleep south of the playground, north of the train station. So they can either put their own tent up or they can rent a tent from us. And when I came in this past Saturday morning, they were just packing up their tents and getting ready to have some breakfast and then do a little early morning walk around the zoo. And it was a beautiful morning, too. So it's kind of fun. So a great sleepover. Again, we've got summer camp going on. That starts in just a couple of weeks. School's just about ready to get out here.
Just quickly describe summer camp.
Summer camp is for age 3 to kids going into 7th grade. The 3 and 4-year-olds are going to be just a morning class, a 9 to noon. And everyone else, you could either take a morning class, an afternoon class, or come all day. We have early drop-off. We have late pickup. And it's great. There's different themes that are both local, state, and national science standards. So it's a great, safe place for kids to really have a good time in the summer with an edutainment type of program. So they're going to be entertained, they're going to be educated, and they're going to have a really good time while the parents are at work.
Did you make up that word?
That word's been around my business for well over 40 years.
Edutainment. Sounds like you just made it up.
I did not. Sure, I just made it up. I will coin that phrase, Don.
Sounds like something. Okay, so all these things are coming up, and they're all on the website, racinezoo.org.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's that overnight thing. I mean, I was going to sleep out in the backyard in my house. I
said, until you saw all those animals on your camera.
Until I saw what was going on back there. It's like the Wild Kingdom in the middle of the night going on in my yard. And it's all fenced in.
Yeah.
And I don't
they
know
always
how,
find a way.
I know they're finding a way because they're roaming the yard. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, I'm not sleeping back there with possums roaming around and wild boars and everything.
They're not going to come and hang out with you. They're just going to go around where you're sleeping.
I don't know. So I said, why don't we sleep out one night this summer? Get a little, you know, set up a tent in the backyard. Just have a
I think you and your wife should do that.
Not now, I'm not.
Then you should book a sleepover and come to the zoo.
I'm not the outdoorsy type. The Rosens aren't campers. Quick story. So we were up at Cooperstown, New York, once the Baseball Hall of Fame when I was a kid. And this is in the 60s before you can book in advance online and all that kind of stuff. So the only hotel in town was a cabin, and it was really rustic. And my mother said, I'm not staying there. Well, the alternative is sit in the car all night. It was hot. So we stayed in the cabin. She wouldn't get undressed. She just stayed in her clothes and sat in a chair because there were cobwebs everywhere, and it was a rustic cabin. And I realized at that point, the Rosens are not outdoorsy people.
You appreciate the outdoors. You just don't want to be out there all the time.
We need air-conditioned hotels. Beth Heidrun, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Don. Hey, you have a great day.
If you missed anything, we're going to podcast this thing for you. It'll be up probably by tonight or tomorrow. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do it.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Egyptian man suspected of throwing Molotov cocktails at a group of Israeli hostage supporters in Colorado Sunday is now facing charges of attempted murder and a hate crime. Police say he was motivated by anti-Semitism. Correspondent Jason Allen is in Boulder.
According to court documents, the suspect searched for Zionist groups and found the Boulder Run for Their Lives organization, which marches weekly to promote awareness of the Israeli hostages in Gaza. The suspect allegedly told investigators he, quote, had to use Molotov cocktails after he was denied the purchase of a gun due to